I mean, the question is anyone watching right now, like live? Like, is anyone watching us live right now?
I don't know, but I'm John, and tonight I want answers about the election. There's no stopping us now because we're live.
Yeah, we're live. John wants answers. John wants answers. Give John answers.
John wants answers. John wants answers. Give John answers. I'm John A. Vink.
I'm Keith Stanfield.
I'm Loretta Beavers.
I'm AJ Minnick.
I'm Jennifer Sim.
I'm Bobby Chastain. These stories tonight on John Wants Answers.
And we got a new crew tonight.
Yeah.
Welcome.
That was a little rough.
A little rough to start off with.
Yeah.
Oh, I have pressed play on here. Okay.
You press start on there.
I press start on there. And I got to go back to my notes.
Oh, man. A little rough out here, too. It's almost like we haven't made a television show in 4 months.
Well, August we did it. So we missed September and October. But we're back. America and Uruguay.
If anyone in Uruguay is watching this live, I'm going to say tweet at us. I think you're still on Twitter, right? You're still on the bad place?
Sure. John wants answer. I'm on X.
Have you heard about Mastodon or Blue Sky?
Claims? Go to Claims. Go to Claims.com.
Yeah. Figure out how to go to Claims and post there.
JavWorld.com/claims.
Yeah. Yeah. We're gonna get somebody from Uruguay who's watching this live.
They're gonna sign up.
They're gonna go through. I assume you gotta put in your email and wait for it to confirm your password.
Email back to you, and you gotta
start now. It's gonna take a little while for the email to get down there.
It'll take a minute.
Uruguay's far away.
Well, that's not how it works.
We'll see. You can check claims, right? Like, if you go look at the claims.
Mm-hmm. I can check claims.
Yeah, well, like, if you go look at the logins, it's just you, right? Like, it's only you.
And my friend Scott. You know Scott.
I do know Scott, but I don't think he's still going to claims to post things or to read them. I think he humored you for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's all right.
And then went, well, I've got a life.
He didn't say that. He does not have a life.
He thought that, though. I got more of a life than this. And I know Scott is not much of a life, but it's more of a life than going to claims to post things.
It's turning out that way, it seems.
Yeah.
Anyways, check your calendar. If it says November 14th, 2024, then we're live.
I heard Blue Sky had 1 million new signups in the last 48 hours.
Who's Blue Sky?
It's like claims, but they had 1 million signups in the last 48 hours. How many signups do you think you had in the last 48 hours?
Zero. What did they do that I didn't do?
Well, I think they spend money advertising the site.
Oh.
And they probably have an engineering staff that maintains it and
I have that.
Keeps it running.
It is running. My site is running.
Okay, so it must just be the man keeping you from succeeding in the social network world.
The man.
In the way that you are obviously destined to succeed.
Our first topic, old business. Oh, look.
Yeah.
They got it going on the booth.
He almost didn't make it.
Title.
Yeah.
So, for the last year, your title has been Overrated Sidekick.
Yeah.
And you did not like that title.
I didn't.
And I asked you to give me a title that you would like, and you haven't.
I got a couple.
You got a couple?
I've written them down.
All right, what do you have?
I could be His Most Excellent.
His Most Excellent?
Yeah. It's like His Excellency, but it's a little hipper. Like, His Excellency is like, sounds stodgy.
What else do you have?
Median guy.
Medium?
Median. Because, like,
median.
I'm kind of smack in the middle. Like, I'm not too smart. I mean, compared to you, yes. But, like, compared to the vast breadth of America, I'm kind of in the middle.
They're already putting His Most Excellent there.
Yeah, there we
go. I think median guy.
No, I like His Most Excellent. That's
why I gave
it first.
More.
I also thought engineer, right? Just engineer.
Just engineer?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're the engineer of the show. That's Jacob. Yeah.
That's why it's number three.
Okay. That's all you got?
That's what I got. I mean, did you want 100?
I wanted better ones.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say medium. No. Median.
Median. It's a math word.
Right. It's a math. It's like average, but not quite. It's the middle one. Okay. Median guy. Second on our old business, indictment.
Indictment? Wait. We've changed topics entirely, right? It's not me being indicted.
No.
Okay, good. Moving on.
We're still under old business, though.
Okay.
Old business. Has Donald Trump been indicted for anything new?
No.
Will he be sentenced soon?
Probably not.
Like, they announced November 19th or 20th?
He will be sentenced. All of Jack Smith's cases will likely be...
But this is a New York State.
Suspended. Well, I'm going through them.
Okay.
Suspended before he takes office.
Okay.
And many of them... I mean, he's still charged, so the statute of limitations, I don't think, can expire. Once they've charged you, they continue. But they can't bring a case against him in federal court as long as he's serving as president.
Is that in the Constitution or just some rule that they...
That's an interpretation of the Department of Justice that you can't indict or move forward on a case against a sitting president.
Okay.
It does date back to the 70s under Watergate. Like, they didn't totally make it up. But it is a little bit of a legal outlier. Now, it is confusing who would prosecute the president, because in general, conflict of interest laws would mean you can't prosecute your boss, and all U.S. attorneys work for the president.
Okay.
25 years ago, they did invent these things called special prosecutors that were entirely outside the scope of the Justice Department. Mm-hmm. That's how Clinton was prosecuted. Mm-hmm. But the statute authorizing them expired, and they have declined to do it again.
When did it expire?
In the early 2000s.
We've had special prosecutors since.
We've had specially appointed prosecutors, but they all are still working for the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So at the moment... all the federal cases against him are not going to move forward.
Okay.
There's a New York case where he has already been found guilty and he's awaiting sentencing.
Right.
I think that's supposed to happen
next week.
Supposed to happen this week.
Okay.
Now I think it's been pushed out to next week. We don't know what's going to happen there. Rumors are they're up in the air about whether they can sentence or should sentence a candidate about to assume the office of president?
Well, I mean, if the state of New York sentenced him, there's nothing in the Constitution to forbid that.
There's nothing in the Constitution explicitly to forbid it,
right.
Is correct.
So then, let's say he was put in jail.
Also, it is very unlikely for the New York case he would be sent to jail anyway. It would likely be some kind of probation or a monetary fine or a don't do that again.
If he's on probation, he can't leave the country, right?
It depends on your conditions of probation, but yes, many conditions of probation are don't leave the state without the permission of your parole. Technically, he was supposed to have had the permission of his parole agent for the entire time since he was sentenced. But I think they did not apply those conditions because he was running for president at the time.
So the chance of him being sent to jail seemed low.
Low, yeah.
And even if he was sent to jail...
getting lower.
Even if he was, the chance of him being sprung by January 20th is high, right?
Well, I doubt they would sentence him to 30 days in jail, but maybe. But I cannot see him being placed in custody of any sort.
All right. Well, let's move on to our next topic.
Yeah.
Voting! All right.
It's over there.
He's over there now, yeah.
I mean, he used to be out there, but they...
He's moving around.
He does.
Yeah. Can't...
Yeah, he's been gone for a couple months.
Can't keep a good man down. All right, so, we had an election.
We did.
And I voted for you.
I heard.
I wrote you in.
Yeah.
It was...
Water District.
Water District, and was it school board or something?
Oh, I don't know what you wrote me in for.
Two things. Is it... Oh, when you write someone in, someone randomly in your ballot...
Yeah.
What happens? Like...
Generally nothing.
Generally nothing.
Yeah.
Would it only matter if, like, the top leader got less than 50%? They'd say, oh, did someone else get written in?
So as a first cut, if the number of write-in ballots is less than the number of votes the top vote getter got, mm-hmm. you don't have to look at, you know, you don't have to look at write-in ballots okay. because, mm-hmm.
they wouldn't win.
Well,
yeah.
number of votes the voter top voter got, you know, the if the delta between him and or her and the second most vote getter exceeds the number of write-in ballots, then you don't even have to look at them because there's nothing they could do to change the election.
Right, right.
In practice, I don't believe the registrar of voters tallies write-ins except for write-in candidates who have indicated that they are intending to run in the race and for the registrar of voters to then look for those names and actually count them.
You didn't tell the registrar of
voters? I didn't tell them that,
okay.
number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I don't know if you and I are in the same water district.
Right.
I do know we are not in the same school district.
Okay.
So my name is not a valid candidate for school board.
Does school board have to live in the district?
I'm pretty sure you have to live in the district to run for school board. At least in our school boards, you have to live.
You could move.
But I think you have to live in the district on election day.
Oh, okay.
It's not like Congress where mm-hmm. you...
Now, are there qualifications?
Just have to be a resident of the state you're running from.
Are there qualifications you have to meet even beforehand? Like, can anybody be a water district manager?
I suspect you have to be over 18 years of age.
Okay.
It's possible they might have requirements like not convicted of a felony. I don't know in particular for water district if that's true. Santa Clara elects a police chief. Mm-hmm. In order to run for police chief, you have to have passed the California post exam, whatever, police officer something something training.
All right. So you are unlikely.
For president, you have to be 35 years of age.
Uh-huh.
For Congress, you have to be 25 or 28 mm-hmm. or some number.
All right.
Generally, you have to be a resident. In some way.
Voting. So now we're going to new Senate.
Yes.
So, why is Senator John Thune replacing Mitch McConnell as Senate leader?
Mitch McConnell has 2 years left in Congress. He's already said he's not running for re-election.
Oh, okay.
But I believe he has basically indicated that although he is the current majority leader, he did not intend to run for majority leader in the next session of Congress, which will start mm-hmm. January 3rd or 4th, whatever day that is. I think it's the 3rd.
Is it because Mitch McConnell was having kernel panics?
I think his health is in decline,
mm-hmm.
and he is not... Maybe he doesn't think he could win
mm-hmm.
another 2 years. Maybe he doesn't think he could do a good job.
Right.
Maybe he's just trying to wind back his involvement in government, but he has had some, if they happen to me, mm-hmm. terribly scary
uh-huh.
events.
Right.
That would make me question my ability to function as a senator.
When was the new senator sworn in? Or are they
haven't been. They will be on January 3rd or 4th.
Oh, so they voted for a new leader before the new senators come in?
It's a thing they do because they... I mean, a couple reasons. First of all, they want to wrap things up before the new Congress gets there and maybe would vote for different people. because there are going to be some new senators, and if you're a senator, you would hate for some new guy to run and somehow get elected. But mostly I think they're trying to avoid the kind of thing that happened in the House, where, you know, they called a new speaker election after Matt Gaetz knifed California guy, McClintock, whatever, Southern California guy. And then they could not elect a speaker because there were just inter-faction wars, and they just had vote after vote after vote, and no one was getting a majority.
Have they elected the new Senate?
They haven't. So this is kind of, is pre-gaming.
They've decided on their own they're going to vote for this guy.
You know, in this case, the Republicans know in January there are going to be 52 or 53 Republican senators.
Right.
And therefore 47 Democratic senators. The Republicans clearly are going to have a majority to pick the leader. So they, amongst themselves, want to pick who that is so that on the first day, very quickly, they can get their leader voted in. They have to have someone voted in for January 6th when they open the electoral ballots from the states to pick the president. I mean, someone has to run Congress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you recall when we didn't have a House Speaker, the, you know, fifth in command guy was the one up front that was running the House for a while. But he really has no power to do anything besides say, I call for a vote for Speaker. Let's start voting. I've counted the votes. No one is Speaker. So they choose their leader because they want to get it done. And, you know, John Thune now has 5 or 6 weeks before January to figure out who's going to be on all the committees, to work out and arrange who's going to be the chair of each committee and who's going to be the second in command on each committee. Instead of doing all of that the first couple weeks of January when they are trying to hit the ground running and pass a bunch of shit and have the new president sign it.
Matt Gaetz resigned.
He did.
From Congress.
Yeah, yesterday.
Now, that's because he thinks he's going to be appointed attorney general.
There are two theories about why he resigned from Congress. He's also been under investigation by the Congressional Ethics Committee, which is due to release a report on Friday about the numerous times that he did illegal things with underage girls.
Right.
The Congressional Ethics Committee can only issue reports about congressmen. Gaetz is no longer a congressman. So that report, in theory, should no longer be issued.
Was it going to be coming out soon?
Friday. It's going to come out Friday.
Oh, okay.
Now, people in the Senate, since Trump has indicated he intends to nominate Gaetz to be attorney general.
Which sounds crazy.
Would therefore have hearings as to whether Matt Gaetz is able to be an effective attorney general. They've indicated we would like to subpoena this report that the House has done. Congress has the right to issue subpoenas. Turns out Congress also frequently ignores subpoenas, so who knows what would happen. But, I mean, realistically, someone will probably leak the report, and who knows if it will have any effect whatsoever.
Right.
Don't make bets about politics for reasons, but to me it's a little unlikely Matt Gaetz would get through the Senate. I mean, none of the Democrats are going to vote for him for attorney general.
Right.
So that's 47 no's. And I don't think Lisa Murkowski or Collins from Maine are going to support him, but who knows with Collins.
And he still has 51, right?
Yeah, but there are a couple senators that hate Gaetz for what he did last year in Congress.
So he gets 49 yeses. And then how many no's?
49 no's.
No's.
And 51. So now he can't lose a single, you know, if he loses a single Republican, it's tied. Tie votes fail. except you'd assume
J.D. Vance would vote.
Now, I'm not certain if the vice president gets to vote on confirmations.
All right.
Because the vice president gets to vote on legislative matters, but confirmation isn't legislative. It's so who knows? Everything's up in the air.
All right. Well, time for our next topic. Keith and John, get it on.
Not that way. Not.
See, I wanted a title that would rhyme.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked it. Now, people are misinterpreting what that means. It means we often have contests.
Yeah.
And dumb contests.
Yeah.
And
you make up dumb contests.
Yes.
And then I good-naturedly participate.
We had a spelling bee. We had a weight loss contest.
Yeah.
And we had who get the most votes for governor.
We did.
And so I want to introduce
who won that
my
one?
Campaign
who,
manager.
Who did win that one? Keith wondered.
We're still getting it on. It's still getting on.
No, it's not. It's in the past.
No. There's an election happening in 2026 for governor.
Oh.
And so I'm having on the show, here's my new campaign manager, Usman Barry. Welcome to the show, Usman.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You got to move over, John. Look at the...
Oh, okay. So, the deal is, we're going to run for governor, and whoever gets the most votes...
Again?
You never ran for governor the first time.
I got 2 votes for governor. That counts as running for governor.
When did you run for governor?
The last time.
Like in 2022?
Yes.
I don't remember this.
Remember when we were both going to run for governor?
I remember that.
And then we got to the show after that, and I said, how many votes for governor did you get? And you said, 0. And I said, well, I wrote myself in for governor, and I know Loretta wrote me in, so that's 2 votes for me. So that's Keith 1. Keith got more votes than John for governor.
I don't think.
It seems you're just trying to redo something you already lost.
You forget everything that happens when you drive home from the show.
I do.
So you wouldn't have remembered.
No, I remember that one.
Okay. So the plan is we're going to run for governor in 2026
again. You got to move in. He's not on camera at all.
Okay.
You're terrible at this.
So Usman was campaign manager for Kelly Cox,
I heard,
who ran for City Council District
Santa Clara 6. Yes.
Yeah. Santa Clara. Did you vote for her?
No.
Well, you couldn't?
No.
Oh. Did your district 2?
Yeah.
Wow, you're
district 1.
Your district's all messed up.
We had all messed up. I mean, the whole point of districts is they're distinct.
Oh, see, Mountain View is different. They have like
they do
10
top
council people and they represent everybody. Not any one person.
Yeah. They'll get sued, and then they'll have to change.
They've been doing this for years.
Yeah, so did Santa Clara.
We had the lady who is one of the council people from Mountain View on the show.
Yeah.
Now she's... I forget her name now.
Yeah.
Terrible. But Kelly Cox won, and he's a campaign manager.
Okay.
So he has a great track record.
Yeah?
He's 1-0.
Okay.
And so I figured... What a great guy.
What are you paying him to be your campaign manager?
We haven't discussed the numbers yet.
I'll pay you $1 more.
But we're friends. We're buds. He's not going to betray
me. This is a transactional thing. Like, him getting you 7 votes for governor is not going to get him ladies or dudes. I mean, he's not going to be able to coast. You're just taking up his time. This is a good-looking man that has a life.
He's got spare time.
He had time to run for council member. You're a keyboardist in a band you have to pay to be in.
Well, yeah. Is that how it works?
No.
No?
No, the whole point of being in a band is it gets your groupies and it gets you money. Well, and you got 0 groupies and you're spending money.
It takes time to build up some groupies. Anyways, when I'm governor... I have a lot of groupies.
Okay.
They're called lobbyists. I have lots of lobbyists.
I don't think you're allowed to do groupie things with lobbyists.
You're not allowed to?
There's ethics rules. There are ethics rules, right?
Yes, there are, John. You got to follow some rules.
So I can't be banging lobbyists?
I mean, yes, John wants answers, so that means you got to be careful.
Rule number 1, you got to pay your campaign manager.
Oh, yeah.
Rule number 2, you got to file financial reports.
Okay.
If you pay your campaign manager, you gotta pay his Social Security side. You gotta chip into his retirement.
Well, he was a form. He is a former business owner, right, John? So he understands that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But are you ready, though, John?
Do you think we have a chance? I had three exploratory.
Have a chance for what? Have a chance for you to be elected governor?
Well,
I've had three exploratory committees.
Okay.
And they've all said, John, don't do it. You have no chance. But we're going to ignore them because that's not the answer I wanted to hear.
Okay. I know you want answers, but what's motivating you to become a governor of California?
To beat this guy in a contest. I don't think I'm going to be governor of California. I don't think we'll win. But
I'll go further. You're not going to be governor of California.
Yeah, yeah. But if we run, I want to see who gets more votes.
Why?
That's the
you've already been
Keith
beaten.
And John
you've
get
already
it on.
Been beaten once. Like, what about a new Keith and John get it on? Like
another weight loss contest? I'm picked back on the panel.
As Keith is point, politics is complex.
We're gonna go
into politics, and people are gonna say, "Why you're not serious? Why are you messing up our lives?" And you knowing that you're not serious about this and taking votes from somebody else
who's
serious.
Whose life am I messing up?
I don't think John's gonna be taking a lot of votes from other people like that. That's not what I worry about. Like,
if I run as a Democrat, does that mean I have to get the Democratic Party to back me?
No, unless, I mean, you have to.
So California no longer has per-party primaries.
Okay.
They have the jungle primary. Everyone runs.
Okay.
And the top two vote-getters, assuming the top vote-getter doesn't get a majority, advance to the general election.
Okay. So first we're
going to have. So you can put, comma, Democrat after your name.
Uh-huh.
Which I believe requires you to be registered as a Democrat, but I don't think you need the party's approval to run.
Okay, so I'm going to do that. Let's do that.
Okay. I mean, you might have
registered.
You could form your own party. Not get a win for governor.
That
party.
Seems like more work.
It might be more paperwork.
If I just be independent, then that all the paperwork goes away, right?
Well, no, there's still a lot of paperwork.
There's still a lot.
I want the least. What's the option for the least paperwork?
Don't run for governor.
Yeah.
Well, no, like assuming I am. Okay, I have more money.
Here's
than
the thing.
Sense.
Like I ran for governor and got two votes and therefore beat you once at this, and I had no paperwork. Now the way I did that. Is I did no actual work trying to run for governor.
I don't think you ran for governor.
Aside from writing my name in.
I don't think it counts as
running
for
governor. Which barely counts.
That does not count as running for governor,
so that's
I think.
No work whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
You also did no work running for governor.
I did some.
But somehow I got more votes than you.
So, John,
on all those contests you've been having with Keith, how many contests did you win?
I remember there's one I did win.
Yeah, we're about 50-50.
I had a mustache growing contest.
Yeah.
And I won that.
Yeah,
that's because
I didn't actually try to grow a mustache.
You put a fake mustache on.
I did.
Yeah.
But I didn't actually try to grow a mustache. Because growing a mustache is
a doctor voted on the
winner. Bothersome. And so you had a whole miserable month, and I just had some stuck to my lower lip for a minute and a half.
Okay.
I won that one.
I think I also won the spelling bee.
That's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is gonna be a big one.
Spelling is hard. But there's credits. Like the show's over.
Oh,
did you check claims?
No.
How are we gonna know if anyone from Uruguay?
Uruguay.
Uruguay.
Well, in the next episode we have old business. That'll be Uruguay.
We'll figure out check now, because you'll just post something from someone from Uruguay.
I got logged in.
Like, I'm Phil from Uruguay.
I don't got time to log in. Uh-oh. Oh, that's not a good sign.
We weren't live on the internet, everyone.
I think we were. I think that page was not live. But if you went to my Facebook page, I think it was live.
I told everyone to go to that page, because that's the page you tell me to tell people to go to.
Yes. But they've changed things.